Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County man faces second mental health evaluation in attempted murder case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Campbell County man accused of attempting to kill his mother by slitting her throat earlier this year will undergo a second mental health evaluation to determine his fitness for trial. Scott Pattenaud, 32, was previously deemed competent to proceed in his attempted second-degree murder case. However, during a recent evaluation, a forensic psychologist reported serious concerns about his mental state, citing delusional statements and difficulty answering questions. The incident occurred on May 25th when Pattenaud's mother, Amber, called 911 saying, "My son just slit my throat from behind." Deputies found her bleeding but alive on a couch in their home. A homemade knife with a taped handle was recovered from the scene. Pattenaud admitted to the attack, saying he cut his mother's throat during an argument. He also made delusional claims about people in the attic and other unrelated events. The second evaluation is necessary to assess whether Pattenaud is capable of standing trial. If convicted of attempted second-degree murder, he could face 20 years to life in prison. Lawmakers advance bills on historic horse racing machines and local thoroughbred broadcasting. Wyoming lawmakers moved forward Tuesday with two bills that could reshape gambling and horse racing regulations in the state. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, one bill would allow city and town governments to approve historic horse racing machines within their limits, a decision currently made by the county commissioners. The measure aims to give municipalities more control over gambling activities impacting their communities, though final approval would still rest with the counties. Another bill would enable Wyoming thoroughbred horse racing to be broadcast nationally, aligning with federal Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act regulations. This could expand the state's horse racing market, but has drawn concerns over compliance costs and ongoing federal litigation. Of seven gambling-related proposals considered by the Joint Appropriations Committee, three were advanced for the 2025 legislative session. Two measures to cap HHR machines statewide were rejected, with lawmakers citing free market concerns. The 2005 general session begins January 14th, when these bills will be up for debate. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.